Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of yesterday's baggage? You know, those old hurts, grudges, and regrets weighing you down. Well, today we're tackling letting go, learning how to forgive ourselves and others so we can finally shed that heavy pack and move forward with a lighter heart. Because let's face it, folks, holding on to the past is like trying to drive with your foot stuck on the brake. We get stuck, we miss opportunities, and we end up feeling more frustrated and resentful than anything else. Stoicism teaches us that true peace comes from accepting what we can't change and focusing our energy on what we can, which means letting go of those things that are holding us back. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Forgiveness, easy for you to say, Taylor. You haven't experienced insert relatable scenario here. Trust me, I've been there. We all have our share of scars and stories that we think define us. But Stoicism reminds us that we are not defined by our past experiences, but by how we choose to react to them. So how do we actually practice forgiveness? It's not about condoning what happened or forgetting it. It's about releasing the anger, bitterness, and resentment that keep us tethered to it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Understand that forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness isn't about giving the other person a free pass. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional burden of carrying around anger and hurt. Think of it like this: holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and then expecting the other person to die. 2. Practice empathy. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. Sometimes people make mistakes because they're hurting, scared, or misguided. Recognizing that can help soften your judgment and open your heart to forgiveness. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, even if we don't see them. Boy, focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck in a cycle of pain. Instead, bring your attention to the present moment. Practice mindfulness by focusing on your breath, your senses, and the simple joys around you. This helps shift your energy away from regret and resentment. 4. Choose to let go. Forgiveness is an active choice. It takes conscious effort and willingness. You might not feel like forgiving right away, and that's okay. But keep reminding yourself that holding on to anger only hurts you in the long run. 5. Seek support when you need it. Don't try to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly liberating and helpful in your journey towards forgiveness. Let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine your coworker constantly takes credit for your ideas. You feel frustrated, unheard, and resentful. You could dwell on their actions, letting bitterness consume you, or you could choose to see the situation differently. Perhaps they're insecure or just unaware of how their actions affect others. Instead of focusing on their shortcomings, try to have a conversation with them about your contributions and how it feels when your ideas are overlooked. You might be surprised by their response. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or condoning the past. It means choosing to release the negative emotions that keep you tethered to it. It's about finding peace within yourself and moving forward with a lighter heart, ready to embrace new possibilities. Take those 5 key takeaways and really weave them into your daily life. Start practicing empathy, focusing on the present moment, and consciously making the choice to let go of anger and resentment. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. It's time to ditch the baggage and start living a more fulfilling life, one step at a time. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and make today amazing. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words, and don't forget to leave a review and let me know your thoughts. I can't wait to connect with you again tomorrow for another dose of calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.